Greeting, church family. We're called to be of good cheer, and it's good to be with you today, Palm Sunday. We're excited about what God's already been doing as a church family of met needs. You need to know, church family, if there is a need to contact us, we've shot out emails and text informing you guys on how to give your tithes and offerings back to the faith community, the fellowship to maintain church and ministry. And continue to thank you for being a blessing and continue to do that. If you have questions, call, email, text, those are all available. This is Palm Sunday, and we're going to remember the Lord. We're going to continue to be faithful in teaching and preaching His Word. And this time, we've invited Mike Tennant to share this Good Friday Sunday. And we're excited about what God's laid on his heart and the message from the Word we're going to be reminded of. Just also want to say that our prayers are with you guys, and as we've contacted a number of you individuals, I want to extend a second blessing back and say, hey, you know what? You've been an encouragement. A number of people said, hey, this person from our church family called, and so thanks for being that encouragement and the blessing and checking up on people. It's really good to know that we have a strong fellowship in that way. Again, this is a time for the Lord, and I want to pray with you guys, and then I'm going to turn it over to my brother, Mike, and he's going to share from God's Word. Father, I just want to thank you for each and every individual that serves behind the scenes, up front, in our fellowship, that's encouraged the body of Christ by giving a call, reaching out, bringing some stuff over to meet some needs that have arisen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our faith community that we have. Lord, we want to honor you and be found faithful until you come. In these trying and difficult times, we're to be of good cheer. We're called to be encouraged, and we serve a sovereign and awesome God. And so, Lord, we come into your presence, laying our burdens down, knowing that you hear the hearts and the cries of your people, and we commit our ways unto you and ask a special blessing on the time ahead. We pray this, and all God's people said, amen.
Well, good morning, everyone. I want to talk today about letting your light shine. And I want to talk today about being the light of the world. See, if you're saved by grace, you are a son or daughter of God. You're filled with the love of Jesus. You're filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and you are the light of the world. And the Bible says you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they set it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. You are the light of the world. Now, that is a huge responsibility. It makes me think of Spider-Man a little bit, in the sense it's akin to the moment where Peter Parker is coming into himself as a superhero, and his uncle tells him the iconic words, "With much power comes much responsibility." You are the light of the world. So let your light shine, because right now we're living in some dark times, and there is definitely a call of action to be had right here and now. You may have heard President Trump recently announce, over our next couple weeks, we're going to go through some very hard times together as a country. As you know, it's not just people that have coronavirus that are suffering. Right now, people are scared. People are out of work. They're concerned for their loved ones. And President Trump said, we're probably going to hear about people taking their own lives and people turning to drugs and to alcohol as coping mechanisms just to be able to handle all of this. These are people who turn on the news or they go to the internet looking for some sort of hope, and they're receiving some of the worst news possible. They want good news. And thanks be to God, we have the best news that can possibly be offered. So be the light. I'm reminded of lyrics to an old song. It goes like this. Light your world. Let the love of God shine through in the little things you do. Light your world. And though your light may be reaching only two or three, light your world. You might think, who's going to listen to me? I can't reach the masses. I don't have it in me. Well, what can I do? But everyone can share God with someone, even if it's just two or three. I mean, hope, love, forgiveness, salvation, that is a powerful message to be spreading. So what if you can reach only two or three? That number will be enough. You know, something that we've learned from the spread of the coronavirus, we know if one person spreads it to two or three people, and those two or three people spread it to two or three people, and they spread it, pretty soon you're going to have a real problem on your hands. But the same is true here. If we spread the love of God around and the message of hope, the message of salvation, and if others start to share it too, we'll really be able to reach a lot of people for Jesus. Now you might ask, what if people don't want to hear the message? But you imagine if every day someone can only see darkness. Everywhere they looked, it's darkness, 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 and more darkness. And then they look over to you and you have light. I believe that they would be more receptive to listening to what you have to say, and I believe that people will be more receptive right now. Shine the light, and let God, who is at work during all of this, do the rest. And point number two, find certainty in the uncertain times. There are so many questions right now that people have. Do I have coronavirus yet and I don't know it? Will anyone I know be infected? When will the restrictions end? How long will people be out of work? Are they ever going to find a cure? We don't know the answers to those questions, but we know that God does know. And we know that the coronavirus did not take God by surprise. We see only a small, dark piece of a puzzle, but God sees the entire puzzle put together in color. Now, what are some of the other things that we know? Well, the Bible tells us that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, why is that verse important right now? Because in a time of circumstances that are changing all around us, God has not changed. In a once calm ocean that is raging with the storm, God is that ever-present lighthouse that is guiding the ships to safety. This is the same God who led Moses and the Israelites out of the hands of the Pharaoh. This is the same God who stood with Esther and Mordecai when Haman was plotting to kill all the Jewish people at the time. This is the same God who was there with Daniel in the lion's den, who was there with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. And this is the same God who used David, a small shepherd boy, to defeat Goliath. This is the same God that we trusted before the coronavirus outbreak. And this is the same God that will lead us through it. And as we come upon Easter, Resurrection Sunday, we should remember, as we always should remember, that this is the God who loved us so much. He sent his Son to die in our place so that we might have eternal life. This is a God who has not forgotten us. This is a God who was not left bewildered by the present state of the world. And this is a God who is offering hope and life to all who will turn to him. This is a God who is working in the midst of the darkness. And that is a message that is worth spreading. We sing a song in church, and the lyrics say, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see, and he will make a way for me. He will be my guide and hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. And there's another song that we sing that says, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, that all will see how great is our God. I could go on and on about the words to different songs that we sing, but right now, more than ever, if you believe the words to those songs and cling to the promises that those songs remind us about, then share that message of hope, love, and salvation with those around you, that it ultimately might be heard by the world. In Matthew 28:16-20, that talks about what is called the Great Commission in the Bible. And it says, but the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some were doubtful. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Jesus told his disciples to go into all the world. Well, guess what? We can do that now today without even leaving our living room. Thanks to modern technology, we can stay quarantined and we can reach people all across the world in the comfort of our homes. You know, we're really running out of excuses as to why we can't reach people for Jesus. Maybe you're thinking, oh, there's a language barrier, but Google Translate can help with that, and it's free to use. You can use your social media platforms. Start spreading that light in the darkness. You might think, how can I go about sharing with people? What do I do? And one thing you might know about me is that I enjoy theater very much, live theater. And when the theater started closing down, it didn't stop the artists from being creative. All of Broadway got shut down, and now there's tons of Broadway performers that are performing songs live from their own apartments. Actors are doing live interviews on their phone. You see, these people realize that the theater is a gathering place. But it's up to the artist to be creative and to be talented, to be those performers that they are. And if the theaters are closed, creative art is still going to happen. You know where I'm going with this. Church is a place where we gather, where we congregate, we sing together, we pray together, and maybe we can't be face-to-face right now. But that doesn't mean that we stop singing or praying or studying the Word of God. And it certainly doesn't mean that we can't share the Word of God with others. Can you sing your favorite hymn or contemporary song? Record it. Now, you can't sing well? Well, go to social media. Share a song by somebody who can sing well. You have a Bible verse or a Bible story that's been on your heart? Share it. Can you find an uplifting meme with a message of God's love? Post it. People are going to see what you're doing. People who are surrounded with grim news, feeling hopeless, are going to see your posts, and those posts will be a beacon of light. I'm going to start looking around even this week. I'm going to keep my eyes open, and hopefully I'll see some of you posting some uplifting messages, pointing the way. Why? Because that's an easy way to reach a lot of people for Jesus. Why? Because right now, people are really lost and hurting. And don't forget what I said earlier about what President Trump said. We're expecting to see people take their lives over this. People turning to drugs and alcohol in the next few weeks as coping mechanisms. Why don't we point them to Jesus instead? Why? Because it's what Christians should be doing right now. Because nothing should be able to stop our light from shining. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, and a small church in Menifee Hills will not be hidden if its people shine brightly. As we're getting ready to head into the week of Easter, heading up to Good Friday, Resurrection Sunday, there's often a story that comes to mind. It's not a new story. It's quite an old one, and many of you may be familiar with it. But I wanted to share that with you right now. It's the story of the three trees. You often hear it around Christmas time and Easter. Once upon a mountaintop, three little trees stood and dreamed of what they wanted to become when they grew up. The first little tree looked up at the stars and said, "I want to hold treasure. I want to be covered with gold and filled with precious stones. I will be the most beautiful treasure chest in the world." The second little tree looked out at the small stream trickling by on its way to the ocean. "I want to be traveling mighty waters and carrying powerful kings. I will be the strongest ship in all the world." But the third little tree looked down into the valley below, where busy men and busy women worked in a busy town. "I don't want to leave the mountaintop at all. I want to grow so tall that when people stop to look at me, they'll raise their eyes to heaven and think of God. And I will be the tallest tree in the world." Well, years passed, and the rain came, and the sun shone, and the little trees grew tall. One day, three woodcutters climbed the mountain. The first woodcutter looked at the first tree and said, "This tree is beautiful. It's perfect for me. And with the swoop of his shining axe, the first tree fell. Now, I shall be made into a beautiful chest. I shall hold wonderful treasure, the first tree said. The second woodcutter looked at the second tree and said, This tree is strong. It's perfect for me. And with the swoop of his shining axe, the second tree fell. Now, I shall sail mighty waters, thought the second tree. I shall be a strong ship for mighty kings. The third tree felt her heart sink when the last woodcutter looked her way. She stood straight and tall, and she pointed bravely to heaven. But the woodcutter never even looked up. Any kind of tree will do for me, he muttered. And with the swoop of his shining axe, the third tree fell. The first tree rejoiced when the woodcutter brought her into the carpenter shop. But the carpenter fashioned the tree into a feed box for animals. The once beautiful tree was not covered with gold, nor with treasure. She was coated with sawdust and filled with hay for hungry farm animals. The second tree smiled when the woodcutter took her to a shipyard. But no mighty sailing ship was made that day. Instead, the once strong tree was hammered and sawed into a simple fishing boat. She was too small and too weak to sail on an ocean or even a river. Instead, she was taken to a little lake. The third tree was confused when the woodcutter cut her into strong beams and left her in a lumber yard. What happened? The once tall tree wondered. All I ever wanted was to stay on the mountaintop and point to God. Many, many days and nights passed. The three trees nearly forgot their dreams. But one night, golden starlight poured over the first tree as a young woman placed her newborn baby in the feed box. I wish I could make a cradle for him, her husband whispered. The mother squeezed his hand and said, This manger is beautiful. Suddenly, the first tree knew he was holding the greatest treasure in the world. One evening, a tired traveler and his friends crowded into the old fishing boat. The traveler fell asleep as the second tree quietly sailed out onto the lake. Soon, thundering and thrashing, storm arose. The little tree shuddered. She knew she did not have the strength to carry so many passengers safely through the wind and the rain. But the tired man awakened. He stood up, stretched out his hand, and said, Peace. The storm stopped as quickly as it had begun. And suddenly, the second tree knew he was carrying the king of heaven and earth. One Friday morning, the third tree was startled when her beams were yanked from the forgotten woodpile. She flinched as she was carried through an angry, jeering crowd. She shuddered when soldiers nailed a man's hand to her. She felt ugly and harsh and cruel. But on Sunday morning, when the sun rose and the earth trembled with joy beneath her, the third tree knew that God's love had changed everything. It had made the third tree strong. And every time people thought of that third tree, they would think of God. And that was better than being the tallest tree in all the world. Now, right now, we are living in a time of confusion. And maybe like those three trees, we just had our plans changed. Things have been very altered. Things are very, very different for us right now than any of us would have imagined. I mean, I dare say every last one of us has had our plans changed. But you know what? Again, God was not taken by surprise, not by any of this. God has a plan all along. And if you rest in that, you take comfort in that, that will help get you right through this storm. Just cling to the promises of God. And in the midst of all that's happening, don't forget about this coming week. Palm Sunday today heading into Good Friday, Resurrection Sunday. Don't be distracted by everything around, and remember, take time to focus on all that's happened, the gift of salvation that has been given to us freely. And that's where we'll close today. Thank you, everyone. Let's close in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for just letting us, even though we can't gather together, that we can still hear the messages, and we can still go online. We can still see each other. Thank you for being the tie that binds. And God, just thank you so much for our gift of salvation. Thank you for the hope that we have in you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.